Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 17th of October. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of developments from the past week. The pensions regulator published a statement last Wednesday setting out areas for review by defined benefit scheme trustees in light of recent market conditions, including liquidity, liability hedging, funding and risk issues, and operational processes, and recognising that for many schemes, decisions have had to be made in recent weeks at very short notice and based on the information available. For DC schemes, the regulator's main focus is on communications to reduce the risk of members making hasty decisions and also on protecting them from scams. All trustees are encouraged to read the statement in full. In other news, the Pensions Administration Standards Association has published good practice guidance on DC transfers, including example member communications, checklists, and a transfer template. Discretionary cost of living increases have been a hot topic recently, so we also report on a recent Pensions Ombudsman decision rejecting a member's complaint that the scheme had failed to award discretionary increases. We also report on the First Tier Tribunal overturning an escalating penalty notice issued for non-compliance with auto-enrolment duties, where an employer was, unusually, able to argue successfully that they had not received communications from the regulator. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.